Well, good afternoon, dear brothers and sisters. It's good to see all of your faces.
下午好，很高兴看到大家的，高兴的脸。
Today, we're to continue our series on the Gospel of Mark entitled How God Became King.
今天我们继续在那个马可福音的信息，关于神怎么我们关于基督怎么成为神，神怎么成为主。
Did I use a different microphone?
Oh, it's okay.
Let's turn off. Yes, because I hear the feedback. It's okay. Okay. Sorry, I just was asking about the mic because I can hear the feedback. Interesting.
他刚刚在问关于这个麦克风声音，因为我们提到有些杂音在里面。
As you heard, the title of today's message is Exclusion and Embrace.
刚刚你们听到我们今天的主题是排斥与拥抱。
This is actually the title of a book by a theologian called Miroslav Volf.
这个其实是一本书的名字，是一个神学家的名字，这本书。
Well, the title that I thought fit very well to this passage of scripture that we're going to consider today.
这个名字很符合我们今天要的经节。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
我们开始一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here with us today.
感谢神今天与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
我感谢你所给我们的讯息。
And ask, Lord, that you would, as we continue our study of Mark's Gospel, that you would reveal yourself to us.
我们希望我们在继续讲述马可福音的信息里面的话，你会在我们之前，这样显现。
We ask, Lord, that you would speak to us through your word.
你会用这些字来跟我诉说。
And help us, Lord, to respond in accordance with your word.
让我们依照你的意思来回应这些经节。
We pray this now in Jesus' name.
我们把一切交给，在耶稣名内，
Amen.
阿门。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if any of you have ever traveled to Italy.
兄弟姐妹们，我不知道你们有没有人去过意大利的佛罗伦萨这边的。
But if you travel to the city of Florence in Italy, you can see Michelangelo's impressive, well-known statue of David.
如果你有去过这个城市的话，你可以看到很拍朗基罗一个印象深刻的一个大卫的雕像。
Michelangelo carved this statue from one large slab of white marble.
米开朗基罗从一个大块的一个大理石雕刻出来。
But he was not the first artist who was commissioned to work on this piece of stone.
但他并不是第一个艺术家被要求来做这在这块石头上面开工。
Three artists before him had tried to create a sculpture from this same piece of marble.
在这之前有三位其他的这个艺术家被要求在同样的大理石被雕塑，
But they all said it was useless because of the poor quality of the mark.
但他们都说这个大理石的品质很差。是不可以用的。
And so that stone sat in a quarry unattended for 26 years.
对，这块大理石在那个在纽约市场里面，整整待了26年。
Until Michelangelo finally received a commission to use it to create a statue.
直到他被委任来去雕刻这位雕像。
As he eyed that piece of marble that had been rejected by other sculptors,
把其他雕刻家他们排斥了这个大理石。
Michelangelo said he could see the figure within waiting to be released by his chisel.
他说他可以看到，在这个雕像里，在这个石头里面的雕像就要被释放出来。
And over the course of 3 years from 1501 to 1504,
在13年，从1501年到1504年。
he freed the figure, the sculpture of David, which has become perhaps the most well-known sculpture.
他释放了大卫的形象，这个是世界中最出名的一个雕像之一。
From a rejected piece of stone.
从一个被褪色的石头上面上去。
Brothers and sisters, in the passage we just read,
从刚刚我们阅读的情节。
the text begins with the story of a man who had been rejected, excluded by others.
这经文开始是一样的，同样被人拒绝的，是。
But Jesus, seeing something of great value in this man, calls Levi, later called Matthew, to follow him as one of his disciples.
但是耶稣在这位利之前叫做利百，之后叫做马叫做Matthew 的这位叫这个门徒里面。
And as we read these words, brothers and sisters,
当我们开始阅读这些字，
I want you to see that Jesus is likewise calling each and every one of you.
我希望说你们也看到神在要接触在呼唤每我们之中的这些每一个人，
He likewise wants to do a great work in your life.
他也可以在你的生活中做出对这很好的成绩。
And offers two blessings when you follow him.
当你交给他的时候，会去住，
You become part of a new fellowship.
你会成为他的新的团契，
And you discover, secondly, a new freedom.
你会得到一个新的自由。
And this is what we'll see in our passage today from Mark chapter 13 all the way through to chapter 3, verse 6.
这个在我们从今天的马可福音第二节，一直的第二章第13节到第三章第六节的经文里面，
Let's consider first this new fellowship in verses 13 to 22.
我们先看在经文13到15节这所谓的新团契。
Here in Mark chapter 2, Jesus has three confrontations with the Jewish religious leaders.
在这第二章里面，耶稣跟犹太教的这些宗教领导们有3个不一样的这个冲突。
That show the difference between their legalistic religiosity and a relationship with Jesus.
他们是这个律法主义与和耶稣的这个真正关系的一个冲突。
We looked at the first of these confrontations last time we were together. I think it was back in May.
在5月的时候，我们可以看到第一个这个冲突了。
And this is when Jesus offered a forgiveness, a new forgiveness to the paralytic.
这个是耶稣在给他们一个新的这个原谅，给一个摊子的一个新的原谅。
But a second confrontation follows here in verses 13 to 22.
在第十三章第二十二。第十三节到22节有第二个这个冲突。
The Pharisees want to know why Jesus is eating and fellowshipping with tax collectors like Levi and sinners.
法利赛人想知道为什么耶稣跟这些一些税事和罪人一块坐席。
In response to their challenge, to their question, Jesus gives three comparisons here that highlight the new fellowship that his kingdom offers.
在回答这个问题的时候，耶稣举了3个不同的例子，谈到这个所谓的新的团契。
The first of these comparisons is the healthy versus the sick, and we see this in verse 17.
第一个 对，比较是是那些健康的，还是有病痛的。
Jesus says in verse 17, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners.
耶稣用这个例子来比较说，我来这边是要拯救这些有罪恶的人，而不是要救这些义人。
Jesus did not come to bless the self-righteous.
耶稣不是来这边去来祝福这些义人。
He came to offer new life and salvation to those who were aware of their sin and their need.
耶稣是来拯救罪人，然后让他们知道他们生活中的对堕落。
Years ago, I was at a conference for church planters.
我曾经在一个座谈会里面跟一些成立教会的这些同工们。
And I sat down and lunch with a young pastor who wanted to plant, told me he wanted to plant a church in Las Vegas.
我跟一位同工们坐下，他在拉斯维加斯想成立一个教会。
And I said to him, Las Vegas, wow, that must be a challenging place to plant a church.
那个拉斯维加斯这个以前是很挑战的一个地。
All the gambling and the alcoholism and the prostitution and the it's called Sin City after all.
拉斯维加斯又名是罪恶城市，那边有很多的赌博。有很多的这个一些比较有色行业在那边。
And his young pastor said to me, Pastor Scott, actually, it's a really easy and a really great place to plant a church.
这个年轻牧师跟他说，斯大牧师其实这个是个很容易，说很好一个建立教会的地方。
He said, because there are so many broken people who have hit rock bottom and they know that they're sinners. They know that they need salvation. And so it's a wonderful place, just the right place to plant a church.
因为那边有很多已经受阻碍的，他们堕落之后，他们知道他们罪恶的，所以他们知道他们需要做拯救，所以这个是很好成立教会的地方。
Jesus and his kingdom are embracing those whom society has excluded.
当耶稣在这边也是说，他要拥抱是那些被社会排斥的这些罪人。
The outcasts, the sinners.
这些不受欢迎的，这些带有罪啊、社会认为带有罪恶的人，
The disabled, the foreigners, the widows.
这些外国人，这些寡妇们，这些被排斥的，
Anyone really who responds by coming to Jesus and following him.
这些回应他们来到耶稣面前，来跟随他。
The second comparison that Jesus uses is a wedding feast with the bridegroom present versus the bridegroom being absent.
第二个例子，他是说，他用的是说，当在一个婚礼的时候，有新郎和新娘在场不在场的差别。
This is what we see in verses 19 to 20.
这个是在19节到20节。
Now, here the Pharisees raise the question of fasting.
这些法利赛人提到那个进食的问题。
They want to know why Jesus' disciples aren't more religious. Why aren't they fasting like the disciples of the Pharisees?
他想知道为什么耶稣的门徒跟法利赛人徒一样，这样子一样的像属于禁食。
You see, the Pharisees are still thinking and operating in the context of the old religious structures.
因为法利赛人他们还在用这传统的这种宗教思想来确定他们行为。
The old covenant that was pointing forward to the coming bridegroom.
他们现在还是用那种方式来看到进来的这个新郎和新娘。
But with Jesus now coming, with the Messiah now there, the bridegroom is present.
但是当尼撒来的时候，这个新郎和新娘已经在场。
Should my disciples be fasting? They should be having a party, says Jesus.
那这样的话，那为什么我的门徒需要去禁止？他应该真的去有个派对。
With the bridegroom now present, everything has changed.
当新郎和新娘他们在场的时候，一切都改变。
Brothers, sisters, we learn here that the kingdom of God is not about following religious laws.
兄弟姐妹，我们知道，神的国度并不是要跟随这些律法主义。
It's not about rituals and
不
performance.
是报仪式和一些行为。
It's about following a person, the person of Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah.
是关于跟随耶稣和耶稣我们的赛亚。
Jesus didn't come to perpetuate old religious notions.
耶稣来的原因是因为来去增长这些传统这些宗教行为。
He came to offer something new.
他才给我们个新的契约。
And this brings us to the third comparison Jesus uses in verses 21 and 22.
这是带到你们第三个例子，从21节到23节，
Where he talks about just that, the new versus the old.
他就谈到新与旧的差别。
He talks first about a patch of unshrunk cloth.
他先说一个，就是一块。试一下新的衣服啊，新布。
Likely here a reference to this new following of sinners, these new disciples of Jesus.
他在说他这些关于他这些新的门徒，这些这个之前有罪恶的。
And then in verse 22, he talks about trying to put new wine into old wineskins and what will result.
他也在第22节的地方谈到把新酒放在旧瓶里面会发生什么事情。
Years ago, I was in Costa Rica teaching at a Bible school.
在2、3年之前，我在 Costa Rica。
And the director there is a friend of mine. Told me he was making homemade ginger ale and asked me if I wanted to try it.
那边主办的一位牧师，他说他做了一些自己家里面的姜汁。姜汁水。
It was delicious. And so I came home and I told my wife, honey, I'm going to make homemade ginger ale.
然后上次试的时候，他说：“哦，刚刚开始，应该我也要做这个姜汁水。
So I went on Amazon, got some bottles.
”对，我到亚马逊上面买了一些，
Went to the store, bought some fresh ginger.
然后到那个到商店去买了一些新鲜的姜。
I researched online how to create the culture that you need as the base to do the ginger ale.
我在网上做一些研究，知道怎么样去做这个姜汁汤的原料。
And finally, got to the point where then I could boil some more ginger and then put that into the bottles with the culture and both the bottles are those kinds that have the clamps on top, and we stored all those in the basement.
对，他在去做研究的时候，把姜放里面，把它烧开了。一些笑料里在里面，然后再把它放到地下室去。
And then one night we heard this noise, this kind of sounded like a little explosion.
然后那个晚上，我听到好像地下室有东西在爆炸，
It's coming from the basement.
它是从地下室来的。
So I went downstairs and one of those bottles of homemade ginger ale had exploded.
他说在他家自制的那个姜汁水，它已经爆炸了。
And it didn't smell too good either. It smelled like sulfur.
他这个也不好，我闻得像那个硫酸一样。
I said, I won't throw all that way. And so I went and opened another one.
对，他很好奇，是不是其他也是这个味道？
And it went deep. Like a volcano, it just shot up in the air and just kept coming out of the bottle.
他打开一样，就像火山要爆发一样，整个下面全部都。
And my experiment making homemade ginger ale was a disaster.
然后我在家做这个姜汁水的这个实验，是很大的灾难。
But this is the picture I always have in mind when I come to this passage, and Jesus is essentially saying, look, this is what's going to happen if you try to put new wine into old wineskins. They're going to explode.
这个同样的也是我在我用这个让我想到这个当我喜酒放旧瓶里，会发生什么样的事情。
This new wine that Jesus is talking about is the gospel. but also this new fellowship of those who are following
这
Jesus.
个新酒是福音按这个新的团契他建立的。
And he's saying this can't be fitted into the old religious structures.
就他不能够回到之前那个旧的这种宗教的结构里面。
Jesus says, I'm trying something completely new.
所以耶稣是说我现在做的是完全不一样的是在次的。
Something powerful and something explosive.
这个是非常有力的，然后有时候爆炸性的。
When we put these three comparisons together, the healthy versus the sick,
我把三个这个例子放起来，第一个是健康还有可能带病的。
the bridegroom present versus the bridegroom absent,
当新郎新娘在场在场，
the new versus the old.
这新与旧的。
When we put these together, we see that Jesus is saying just that. What I'm doing can't be fit into the old religious structures.
所以把三个方舟都把它联合起来的话，耶稣是说，我做我现在在做的，都不能够给用旧的这种宗教结构来让它继续。
Because those who were formerly excluded are now being
因
embraced.
为之前被排斥的，现在包括进来。
Listen how the Apostle Paul describes this in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15.
我提到那个使徒保罗在上一在以弗所书第十三章到对十三节到十八节。
But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of the commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man. One new community, one new fellowship in place of the two, so making peace.
你包括第二章第十三到十八节，你从前远离神的人，却在耶稣就基督耶稣里靠着他的血变得亲近的，因为他是我们和睦，把两下合为一，拆毁中间隔断的墙，而且以我们身体废掉仇恨，那是记在律法里面的规条，将我们两下成为造就一个新人，从此变成了和睦。
You see, with the coming of Christ,
因为当基督来的时候，
there's a new fellowship created,
这个是个新的团契。
centered in a relationship with Jesus Christ himself.
这个是与耶稣的关系更新的。
Did it patch up the old?
他不是来去补救这个旧这种宗教仪式，
Came to do, to provide something new.
他来是要提供一个
New covenant,
新的合约，
a new life,
一个新的生命，
and a new fellowship of believers.
新的团契，然后在尺度之间的团契。
But as we read on here at the end of Mark chapter 2 and into the beginning of chapter 3,
当我们开始读第二节和第三节的开始。
we also discover that Jesus offers a new freedom.
我同时发现到耶稣也谈到了新的自由。
Brothers and sisters, one of the biggest challenges I face as I travel around the world to train pastors,
当我在旅游世界去训练其他的牧师的时候，我最常遇见的挑战
is a gospel of legalism.
是一个律法主义的这种挣扎。
Few things are more destructive and more seductive and more deceptive. Than the poison of legalism.
有很少事情会比律法主义更有毁灭性、更有诱惑，还有更容易让这些来迷失。
It's destructive because it breeds death rather than life.
因为它会因为这个是会带来死亡，而不是带来新生命。
It's seductive because it causes us to look at ourselves rather than to look to Christ for our spiritual growth and maturity.
因为这诱惑，让我们看我们自己，而不是向神看齐。
And it's deceptive because it makes us feel like the spiritual elite when in reality we're spiritual slaves.
因为这个会让人会有欺骗性，让人迷失，因为它让这些所谓的那个宗教系统性看起来是在做一个压力。
Legalism is taking our traditions and preferences and elevating them to a level of a biblical command and then choosing them on others.
律法主义是把我们这平常一些的这个生活这种传统，把它放到圣经里面，然后再用它来去富有合法性、合理性，然后说教育大家。
Legalism causes us to look for shortcomings in others rather than looking at the sin in our own lives.
律法主义让我们看别人生活里面的这差错，而不是专注我们自己的生命中的罪恶。
It looks for what is wrong in someone's life in order to criticize and condemn them.
它让我们专注在别人的生活里面，然后才让我们来去批判别人。
Rather than looking for what is good and right, so we can encourage them and commend them.
它不是让我们看到哪个是对，哪个是好。
Legalism is human-centered rather than Christ-centered.
律法主义是以人为中心的，而不是以基督为中心的。
It says things like, "Oh, you're not using the right Bible translation."
他会说：“哦，你现在不是用对的这个圣经翻译，
You're using the wrong style of music in worship.
你在做你在崇拜的时候用的是错误的这个音乐，
You're not wearing the right clothes.
你不是穿对的衣服，
You're not tithing.
你不是很你看起来不是很干净。”
Your behavior is not acceptable in God's eyes.
你的行为在神的眼里不受接受，
The Pharisees had their own list
然后法利赛有他们自己的一路，
that included things like fasting, as we've already seen.
然后这里包括进食，刚刚我们在圣经里面看到，
But it also involved keeping the Sabbath according to their traditions.
这也包括用保持安息日是他们之中的一个传统。
And this is the context, brothers and sisters, for the third confrontation that Jesus now has with these Jewish religious leaders.
这个也是说，第三个，耶稣和这些犹太教的这些宗教领袖的冲突的背景。
In their mind, and according to their traditions, Jesus was not behaving properly on the Sabbath.
在他们的传统里面，耶稣他没有跟随律法做在安息日中该做的事情。
You see, the Pharisees had constructed a mountain of rules that enslaved people who wanted to try to keep the Sabbath.
法利赛人放了好多这种律法，这像山羊羔的律法来压迫这些在安息日的敬拜这些。
And Jesus and his disciples were violating these rules that they had created.
然后他们在指责耶稣的门徒，冒犯了这些他们认为的律法。
They took more than 1,999 steps.
他们走了1,999。
My watch tells me I'm supposed to take 10,000 steps a day, but. The Pharisees said, not on Sunday. You can't take more than two, you can't even take 2,000.
他的健康手表说，他今天要走到1,000步，但是法利赛人说，非常。
They were violating the Pharisees' idea of the Sabbath because they were plucking grain.
他们冒犯了法利赛人的律，随性的律法，因为他们抓了一些小麦，一小麦，动小麦。
And Jesus himself, in their minds, was violating the Sabbath because he healed a man with a withered hand.
在法利赛人们他耶稣冒犯这个律法，因为他医治了一个枯萎的手。
But the Pharisees, all of this constituted work, and therefore it was a violation of the Sabbath.
在法利赛眼里，这些都是工作，所以说他冒犯法利赛人心里的那个律法。
We often do the same thing.
我们常常也做同样的事情。
There's a tendency to ground our faith in a set of religious rules and traditions.
这里，我们有大家的习惯，就是把我们的信心埋藏在这个一些传统啊，还有这些我们认为的。
To ground our faith in theologies or creeds, and then to impose these rules on others.
然后把我们自己的信心，把我们自己信心，放置在这些从律法神学建立的这个根基上面。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus came to bring freedom, not to trap people under a burdensome religiosity.
耶稣来是带来这个新的自由，不让我们受限在这个律法这个建立这，就我们认为这些基础上。
So in verses 27 and 28, he reminds us of the original purpose of the Sabbath.
在第27和第28节，他提醒了我们，我跟他说安息日是不是为什么？
The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath, so the Son of Man is Lord even over the Sabbath.
安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的，所以人子也是安息日的保的主。
You see, the alternative to legalism
所以说，除了律法主义的选择以外，
the alternative to ground our faith in theologies and creeds and rituals and traditions
把这些不该的信心放在这些宗教仪式和宗教这些行为上面，
the alternative to legalism is to ground our faith in the person of Jesus Christ.
除了那律法主义以外，是把我们的信心放在耶稣基督里面。
The Lord of the Sabbath.
他是安息日的主。
Listen to how this is expressed in, again by the Apostle Paul, this time in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses 16 to 17.
这次我们在使徒保罗在哥罗西书第2章16到17节也提到，
And hear how he highlights this new freedom we now have in Christ.
在这里他高光了这个新的自由。
Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in question of food and drink, or with regard to a festival, or to a new moon, or a Sabbath. These are but a shadow of the things to come. But the substance belongs to Christ.
哥罗西书上面说，所以不拘在饮食上或节期、月朔、安息日，都不可让人论断。这些原是后世的影儿，而形体却是基督。
What is Paul saying?
比如使徒保罗在这边说什么呢？
These Judaistic traditions under the Old Covenant were there to point to Jesus, but they were just a picture of what of the reality that was to come.
这些犹大教的这些引说，基本上是指向耶稣的，所以这些只是以后的，这是个影子。
What was a shadow under the Old Covenant has now become substantive under Jesus.
之前旧约这些你从旧约出来了，变成新约的一个原神，被认为是原神。
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. Jesus offers three things then to those who trust in him and become his disciples.
So耶稣他给大家提供3件事情，
He offers a new forgiveness.
新的原谅。
As we saw in our last message.
我刚看到红色的。
Jesus did not come to condemn us. We're already condemned.
耶稣是不说，不是来这边责怪我，
Came to offer forgiveness.
他是来这边原谅我。
Second, as we've seen today, he offers a new fellowship.
他来这边，我看到他是给我们新的团契。
Not fellowship in a religious club with rules and traditions.
这团契不是一个新的这个宗教俱乐部，或者新的这种
But a new fellowship with Jesus to transforming relationships.
是一个就绝大改变，绝对改变性的一个团契。
Finally, he offers a new freedom.
他最后他给了一个新的自由。
He came to set us free from the condemnation of the law.
他是在这边来解，从律法的这来解救我们。
We live now by grace.
我们现在是活在他的慈爱。
He didn't come to trap us under some religiosity.
他不是来用这些宗教的结构来压迫我们。
But as we close, brothers and sisters, I want you to see the different responses that we're already beginning to see to Jesus and his ministry.
然后，当我们准备准备结论之前，我们要提到几个这个要义。
The religious establishment feel threatened and they increasingly reject and exclude Jesus.
这些宗教这个律法主义，他觉得受威胁了，所以他去对抗耶稣。
In fact, in Mark chapter 3, verse 6,
在马可福音第3章第6节。
we read that the Pharisees went out and immediately began conspiring with the Herodians as to how they could destroy Jesus.
第3章第6节，法利赛人出去与西律一党人商议，怎样可以除灭耶稣。
In chapter 3, and already they want to destroy him.
我们还是在马可福音第3章就看到他们想要消灭耶稣。
On the other hand, many people are beginning to respond.
同样的，很多人开始有一些正面的反应。
As we've seen,
就我们刚刚看到。
it's the Gentiles,
是这些外邦人，
it's the sinners,
是这些罪人，
the outcasts.
这些外人受欢迎的人，
The foreigners, the Gentiles, the poor, the disabled.
这些贫穷的，这些是身心残障，
They are increasingly embracing Jesus and his kingdom.
他们拥抱耶稣和他的光，
So, where do you find yourself?
所以你觉得你应该在哪？在哪
You
边？
standing with the religious who exclude all the others?
你应该跟这些原本这些宗教结构站在一起吧，
Or with Jesus
或者还是跟耶稣站在一起？
and broken,
然后破碎的，
who are embracing Jesus and his kingdom.
对这些破碎的，他们在拥抱耶稣和他的王国。
I hope we find ourselves standing in that movement.
我希望我们在这个新的团契里面一起站立，
And enjoying our new freedom in Christ.
享受我们在基督里面得到的新的自由。
Amen.
Amen. 阿门。